And welcome to Ask Bonnie. This is something that we do on Web Waste every week, where we pick a topic that's a little unusual, and then we answer your questions. So you're a little smarter for it, and you have only us to thank. So this week, it's about bizarre cuisine. So let's get into the first question. It's from someone in Canada named Kirk in Calgary, actually, and he asks, "Whatever happened to turtle soup?" Okay, I've never had turtle soup, so I can't say whether or not it was good. But way back when, in the 1800s, actually, and in the early 1900s, there was something called turtle soup. But as turtle meat started to get more and more expensive, people started eating mock turtle soup. As a matter of fact, if you remember in The Adventures of Alice in Wonderland, there's a special story about the mock turtle who actually kind of looks like a turtle but has the head of a pig. So that's apparently what a mock turtle looks like, in fiction, but there is no such thing as a mock turtle. Mock turtle soup basically is the same recipe as turtle soup, but you use veal or beef. So I don't know why they didn't use a cow head on the mock turtle for Alice in Wonderland, but that's another topic altogether. So hopefully that answered your question about mock turtle soup. Let's get to the next question. And it's from Mindy in Mitchell, South Dakota. And she asks, "I've seen tofurkey. But is there such a thing as tofurtle or a tuffalo?" Okay, that's a good question. I've never even seen tofurkey, but my vegan friends tell me it does exist. It's tofu meant to taste like turkey. Tofurtle, I'm assuming you're thinking it's going to be fake turtle made out of tofu. Or, of course, there's tuffalo, which you probably are implying tofu that tastes like buffalo meat. If you've ever had tofu, here's a little hint. It tastes like whatever it's cooked with. And a lot of times, artificial tastes just taste like chicken. And that's with all reptiles, too. I don't know if you've eaten a lot of reptiles, but they mostly taste like chicken. So I wouldn't go looking for tofurkle or tofurtle or tuffalo or tofficken or any of those. Just, either go for the real thing or just be a vegan. Don't even bother eating things that taste like meat because you're just being kind of hypocritical. That's my own personal viewpoint on that. I'm sure I'll get a lot of email just based on that. Nothing against tofu, though. Yeah, okay, last question. Let's change the topic altogether. Go into reptiles. And that's Andy from Albuquerque, New Mexico's question. He's wondering, he has a lot of rattlesnakes living around him, and he wants to know, are there any good recipes that use rattlesnake meat? Now, I wouldn't go around looking for a fight for rattlesnakes, but I guess if you're really, really hungry and you see a rattlesnake die of loneliness or something, there's some good recipes out there for rattlesnake meat, including rattlesnake pie, which is basically the same recipe as chicken pot pie, but use rattlesnake meat. You might want to skin the rattlesnake first, by the way. Don't use the head. There's also rattlesnake chili recipes out there and rattlesnake stir fry for the more adventurous rattlesnake eater or rattlesnake chef. So hopefully they answered your questions this week. I know I'm hungry. So go ahead and send me some email if you would like to, and send me some topic suggestions so we can make this as interesting for you as possible and not offend any more tofu eaters.